I'm Paul Falster for Public Radio WNCW. It's now time for this week's Friday Feature Interview of the Week. The topic this week, the Haywood County Arts Council's Junior Appalachian Musicians Camp. It's coming up July 15th through 19th. That'll be a Monday through Friday. And to tell us all about it is our guest this morning, who is the director of the Arts Council, Lee Forrester. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
You actually refer to it as a jam camp, don't you?
We do, and it's just a shortened version of Junior Appalachian Musicians. We're very excited about it. We feel strongly that our youth need to be introduced to the tunes and tales and the ballads handed down through the generations from a mixture of the Cherokee and enslaved and free African Americans and immigrant Scots, Irish, English, and other European who had settled in the Appalachians.
This is not the first year. How long has the Haywood Arts Council been offering the camp?
We've actually been offering the JAM program as an after-school program for, I guess we're entering our 19th year in Haywood County. The summer camp is an offshoot from the after-school program, and both are offered for students in fourth grade and older, and both offer instruction in banjo, fiddle, and guitar, and then experienced JAM students can have the opportunity to be part of a string band. And so the instruction covers string band also.
You have some supporting sponsors that are contributing to the event, don't you?
We sure do. We're very excited to have the Harmon Foundation and the Smoky Mountain Folk Festival are sponsoring the summer camp. And we're also very pleased that the camp's going to be held at First United Methodist Church, which is 566 South Haywood Street in Waynesville. It'll run from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day, and the students will get 3 hours of instrumental instruction with these fabulous instructors, Travis Stewart, Robbie Robertson, Carrie Fridley, and Maddie Malone. In addition to the 3 hours of instrumental instruction, they'll also have 2 additional hours of really fun things, such as mountain dance, songs, and storytelling.
You've talked about some of the things that the participants will be introduced to. You've mentioned some familiar names of the musicians who will help lead the way. But what have you picked up on before when, say, a young man or a young woman goes into the course on a Monday, and by the time a few days have passed by, what do you see them getting into as they're learning steps and moving along?
Well, you know, the wonderful thing is that the summer camp is for both new and experienced JAM students. And I think that the key really is the fact that they're learning to play these instruments the way generations have learned to play the songs by ear. So they're not using sheet music. They're actually listening to the process and the notes that the instructors are playing, and then they're copying and producing the songs purely by ear. And it's really fantastic. I'm not sure I could do it, but I love hearing the students and the instructors go through the process because it's very hands-on. It's a wonderful way to learn music. And even if you know a little bit of guitar, it helps, but you'll learn so much more about the process of Appalachian music and how it comes into being. You'll hear the tales behind the songs. You'll learn some of the dances, that the clogging. It's really a great opportunity just to be in touch with our community and the history of our community.
It's the Friday Feature from WNCW as we discuss right now the Junior Appalachian Musicians Camp being offered by the Haywood County Arts Council coming up next month, an opportunity to introduce area youth to cultural mountain heritage music and its importance. Some of the instruments you mentioned that will be showcased at the event, the fiddle, you mentioned the banjo. I know for me, years ago when I first had an opportunity to learn and was surprised to find out that the banjo went back to a African heritage. What do some of our participants sometimes find out from your studies?
They're really learning how the fiddle and the banjo and the guitar, of course the mandolin also, although we're not offering that this summer, but the fiddle, banjo, and guitar form the backbone, the music making in the mountains. They'll learn a little bit about the instruments. They'll learn a little bit about the different chords, care of the instrument, and how the stories have grown, how the music's grown around the stories and the heritage. And each of the instructors bring just such incredible experience to these students. Travis began playing, I think, as a teen in Haywood County, and he has taught at music camps around the country and abroad. He's been involved in the Junior Appalachian Musician Program in Haywood County for at least 15 years. Then we have Robbie Robertson, who has been teaching for 17 years here in Haywood County through the Arts Council. And Maddie Mullaney, she has been playing and performing fiddle tunes since the age of 9. She comes from New Mexico and has brought a lot of different songs with her, but she's been exploring Western North Carolina fiddle tunes. And then Carrie Fridley, oh my gosh, she's an Appalachian singer, really an innovative educator. Her style's rooted in tradition, and she embraces all different styles of traditional country. So it's really a great faculty. I think their enthusiasm, their skills, it just excites these young people who are in the program, Arts Council Jam program. Oh my gosh, they have so many different opportunities to perform. We'll actually have some of our jam program students at the Smoky Mountain Folk Festival at Lake Junaluska in August. When you go into that program, you have a lot of different opportunities to play, and that public performance is important. It helps the students learn to play together, which they practice in the summer camp.
As we are getting ready to conclude, Lee, I would certainly like for you again to remind listeners out there of the ages that can participate in this event, how they can find out more information, and of course, how they can register.
We would be absolutely delighted to have young people. It can be grades 4 on up. The summer camp is from 10 to 4 each day, and they can register. Receive a packet from our website, www.haywoodart.org, and then there's a tab that they click on Junior Appalachian Musicians. They can also come by the Arts Council at 86 North Main Street in Waynesville and pick up the packet.
It's the Junior Appalachian Musicians Camp, July 15th through 19th, presented in Waynesville by the Haywood County Arts Council. With the Arts Council, Lee Forrester, thank you so much for your time today.
Paul, thank you.
Podcast of the Friday feature is also available on our website, which is wncw.org. I'm Paul Foster.